Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days, I forgot the judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trust. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned off the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus, they daily now trust. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trust. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will now lead away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily now try. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trust. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. We hear about the war. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes. Trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking. There's no sure place to stand, and the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound, the sound of the city that giants are coming down, the sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying that it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time, and the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound, the sound of a city that giants are coming down, The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that John saw coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that giants are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. It's rapidly approaching God's judgment. You can see it all around the world. It just started hitting Iran today. That had its fill of that diabolical regime. It's God's judgment.
Yeah, terrorizing the whole Middle East all the time.
Yeah, with their ideology. There's lots of ideologies. We got an ideology right in our doorstep. Ideologies are all over. Everybody's got an opinion. But see, you and I, we got the Word of God to keep us in line.
Mm-hmm.
We're not bringing up something new. We're bringing up something that's been firmly established in the courts of heaven. And we're just putting it out there. Everybody's welcome. Come on board. That's just the closing days of time. Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Hand und Kuss sei dir gewein. Jesus hat dich aufgenommen, eine Jahre dir bereit. Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Hand und Kuss sei dir gewein. Jesus hat die Sinn gebiesen und mein Sohn hat dir bereit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Frieden mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Glück und Heil sei dir beschieden, darum so sei doch bereit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Segen mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Bleibe stets auf Gottes Wegen, sei zum Leiden doch bereit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, sei stets wacker, Dane was du gelob et has, Untrag wie ein guter Acker, Frich dich für die Ewigkeit. Bleib in allen abgeschieden, Lieb nicht mehr die Eitelkeit. Such den Eintracht, such den Frieden, Fliehe trägen Sicherheit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Bald sind wir dort vor den Thronen, wo die Krone uns bereit, wo uns Jesus Gottes Sohn all ewig uns befreit. O drum werde doch nicht müde, hier in dieser Leidenszeit. Dort singt ja die Schaden Liebe, Froh und frei von allen Leid. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Siehre Freistadt für die Seele, die nach Jesus Wunden hat. Wie nicht auch zu Noah lache, Zuflucht finden nicht verweilt. Amen, Amen, sei willkommen, allen waren wir bereit, dir zu wünschen mit den Frommen, Friede, Freude, Seligkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Everybody's welcome. There's no, the only condition, you have to accept this, accept that this is the truth. You don't have to get circumcised. You don't have to get baptized. That era is over. It's that served its purpose. Circumcision served its purpose. Water baptism served its purpose, was to call out a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ throughout the grace age. And that grace age is over. Now all that's left here is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Everybody's welcome. There's no condition. The only condition there is to come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Come and partake of the truth. It's the water of life has always been the truth for your day. We're just trying to make it simple for everybody. This here's the truth. And we know this is that, you know. Even that Leonard from Delta is welcome. If he can only give up his ideology. And that Joe from Cyprus. All they got is they're living in a bubble. They're living in it with an ideology, just like these leaders over in Iran. It's just an ideology. That's all it is. But here, the Lord has raised you and I up to put out this end time message, this end time truth. And they can take it or leave it. Like I say, everybody's welcome. But all you got to do is get on board. Back in the 60s, I was out in California working with Razors, and there was a song came out back then, People Get Ready. That's been going since the 60s. It's from practically almost 100 years. People Get Ready. There's a train coming. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. All you need is faith. That's all it is. Faith. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome. Don't need no baggage. Don't need nothing. All you got to do is come on board. This is the invitation, the marriage supper for the Lamb. If For whosoever will, let him come and drink out of the water of life, will partake of this glorious escape route out of here. Imagine going to the marriage supper of the Lamb and all hell is breaking loose down here, and they'd see to the rocks falling on and the day of the Lord just looming on the horizon here, just ready to break open. In fact, it's already breaking open. I can see what America is doing now, just going over there, and the Lord is using them to bring that Islamic regime to its knees. When it's all over and done with, there will be no Islamic regime no more. It's that simple. Because we read the Bible. We read the blueprint. Now here, everybody's welcome. It's stupid not to take it. Man, I never dreamt that that's going to be that simple. That whosoever will, let him come. That's the scripture being fulfilled. This is all it is. It's this here message. This message has always been the truth for your day and hour. We got scriptures to prove it. Like I say, everybody's welcome, according to the song here. And, see, we're just chipping away. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can do as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross.
2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. You asked me yesterday, what are we going to speak on? And I didn't have an idea, but last night the Lord just brought this scripture to my attention, and I could see what's been going on in the church age of Laodicea. This very scripture here, I didn't see it was that serious, but it's been going on since Laodicea, where people are following a delusion. I just read it here. Oh no. I'd like to read the whole thing. I'll start in verse 7. For the hidden power of lawlessness is already at work. However, the one who holds him back will do so until he is taken out of the way. And the one that's holding his back is the Holy Spirit. And the hidden power of lawlessness, that's that religious wickedness out that we're trying to expose here. These people in the pulpit, that's the hidden power of lawlessness. And the myth, and over here he calls it the mystery of iniquity. And the hidden power is already at work. However, the one who holds them back will do so until he is taken out of the way. See, that when the rapture happens, the Holy Spirit is taken out of the way, then all hell breaks loose down here. The judgment and just continues on until the Lord shows up. And then, you know the program. We've been repeating it over and over again. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will destroy by the breath of his mouth, and wipe out by the manifestation of his arrival. Just throw him into hell. Destroy him. Throw him into hell for a later date. The arrival of the lawless one will be by Satan's working with all kinds of miracles, science and false wonders, delusions, and with every kind of evil deception directed against those who are perishing because they found no place in their heart for the truth so as to be saved. Consequently, God sends on them a deluded influence so that they will believe what is false. And so all of them who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in evil, will be condemned. There's another version here. The King James. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with power, all power, signs, and lying wonders. Man, a little. It's spot on. The world is full of that. Signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. See that charismatic spirit out there? It's a lie. Never comes up with that. We're telling people the truth. And all you got to do is believe it. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for another day of light, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just want to look to you, Lord. We need help how to execute this very important subject that we're on today, that you gave to me last night. Lord, I don't have the capacity to bring it out, so I just pray you'll help us say the right words, say the right attitude to say it, and I just pray, Lord, you'll paint the picture of the hour and time we're now living in, with judgment looming on the horizon all around the world, and soon coming is nigh at hand, and we've been trying to beat the drums here for 40 years, Lord, and it just doesn't seem to pay, people don't seem to pay attention, Lord, but see, we're just continuing on with the program that you've given us, with the mandate that you've given us to tell people the truth here in this closing days of time. I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, Lord. Most of all, Lord, I pray you'll draw a picture and give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just seen it last night, like I said, when you asked me, what are you going to speak on tomorrow? I said, I don't know. The Lord will show up. And then last night when I went to bed, it was just over and over. I saw this whole chapter here coming up right in front of my face, right in front of my eyes, how this delusion and these lies and these charismatic spirits have been coming here because God put great effort. He said it way back there. We keep repeating it, repeating, and this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on him whom I will send. And he sent his seven angels to every church age. He sent an angel, and here we're living now in the church age of Laodicea, and God did exactly what he's going to said he's going to do back in the days of Malachi. He said, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. That's the only channel, that's the only chapter that you and I have to hold on to for dear life, because anything outside of that channel, anything outside of that prophet, anything outside of that Malachi 4 prophet, that Brother Brim, and then he continued on with Brother Jackson, now he's continuing using you and I to put in the finishing touches, and then we're just, all that's left now here is an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The program goes on because God is always moving ahead. Always moving ahead, and you and I, we have to move with him. If we stop, and like the Brenhamites, they stopped back in 1965, and that's where they're stuck. They can't move on, and then God, like I say, it's all about the truth for your day. It's God moved on with Brother Brenham, and it left the Brenhamites sitting there, and they're gutter because they rejected they rejected Brother Jackson. That's where they're sitting today. Because they did not accept the truth. It's all about accepting what God is doing and the hour that you're living in. And back then, Brother Brenham had up to 65. He was that channel that God used. And then he goes off the scene. That angel used Brother Jackson's looking for it. Then in 2004, he goes off the scene. But God doesn't stop. He continues on. And it's up to you and I to continue on with him. If we don't, we're just going to fade out into left field, and we're going to be like everybody else. We'll be stopping, and we end up in the gutter somewhere. Just like all these Brenhamites, and now it's all these Jacksonites. because they refuse to move on. It's all about, the church hates the leaders, it's all about these two men bringing the message to the church of the world, and here we're just tapped into it, and we just, I found out about that 1965, that's what I found out about, and I saw it, and I embraced it with a passion, because there was nothing else out of there. I've been searching and searching, and here I find it, and then I tapped into it, and then he goes off the same in 1965, and then hey, along comes Brother Jackson, take over where he left off. And then, of course, right then and there, Satan's got his Copycat. He said he's got his Eddie Bisco. Satan's got his Hildebrand. He's got all tons and tons of preachers all around the world preaching the message. But they don't know what you're talking about, because God took that rib and them Jackson to continue on with the program. You and I, we have it down pat. And then, like I say, when Brother Jack goes off to say, the program continues. It's all about truth. It's all about continuing on. Because God is always moving ahead. And if you don't move with him, you're going to end up just exactly where the whole world is. You'll end up believing a lie. And that's all that's out there now. These charismatic spirits. When you've done with those people that rejected the prophet, and those people that rejected the apostolic ministry of Brother Jack, they ended up going into that delusion, into that charismatic spirit. That charismatic spirit is such a powerful delusion that people believe it, and they're so convinced they're right. I've seen, I've known them. I had touched base with them. And you cannot talk to them nothing about the message for your day. They think you're crazy. And to this day, people think actually we're crazy, and rightly so, because we're, the things that you and I talk about, they're so far off the mainstream media, because they just can't grasp it, that it's that simple. But see, you know, we're just continuing on with the program, and we have a pretty tough road to go, because nobody believes us. They think we're crazy. But see, we just gotta keep chipping away, and at the end of the day, there's gonna be people that's gonna get it. We don't know who we are. We're just been given a mandate, put it out there, and that's all we have to do. Just keep chipping away day after day. This is the truth. The truth for your day is the message of Brother Brennan and Brother Jack. Anything outside of that, you're going to be falling into that delusion. God will send you a strong delusion that you'll believe a lie. You'll believe that charismatic spirit. You'll believe one of those religions out there. Whatever it is, there's millions of them out there, because Jesus warned of deception of such magnitude that it'll deceive even the very elect. And here, just the two of us, we're putting it out there for whosoever will, let them come. And out here in these closing days of time, it's open for everybody, anybody and everybody. No conditions meet. All you gotta do is come and believe the message for your day. Come and believe what we're trying to tell you here. Just that simple. Mm-hmm.
And that's that gray horse rider. Like when you will go over the four horse riders, mm-hmm. there's the white horse rider. In the early church, after the apostle went out to proclaim the gospel, mm-hmm. that Antichrist spirit was out starting to ride to deceive people. And Peter, he clearly says it in 2 Peter 2, but false prophets arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. These false teachers will infiltrate your midst with destructive heresies, even to the point of denying the master who bought them. As a result, they will bring swift destruction on themselves, and many will follow their debauched lifestyles because of these false teachers. The way of truth will be slandered. And that's that was Peter talking there in the early church already. You can see how there were already men arising there in their midst. In their when the early church fell asleep, that white horse rider was out riding, deceiving people with these heresies. And then the devil, he always changes his colors. Then he changed his color to martyring the Christians, that red horse rider. And then the black horse rider, the dark ages. And then you come to the Laodicea church hour, where God was restoring everything that had been lost. I'm going into the dark ages, and then God was restoring everything. And when people rejected the message that God had through that prophet ministry that he had here on earth with William Branham, Brother Branham, and then that gray horse rider that it speaks of in Revelation, that pale horse rider, was set out to deceive and to make everything lukewarm. And that's that charismatic spirit, and that's what it talks about here. He's going to send them a strong delusion because they did not receive a love for truth. And that's why it says the truth will be slandered. And that's why people can't hear us, because they're so used to this whitewashed walls out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is whitewashed, charismatic, and that the truth is slandered. And it's just a simple fact, because when you present people with the truth, they will run you away. They'll chase you away. But if you tell people a lie, they'll make sure that you're well taken care of. And that's just the society we're living in.
Amen to that. And we're just trying to bring it out here. You can, that charismatic spirit, we're in touch with a lot of people, a lot of Hutterites, a lot of ex-Hutterites, and we cannot get inside with, because they're infiltrated with that love thing, that lovey-dovey ministry that's out there. It's all nothing but charismatic garbage. That's all it is. It's that delusion that God, the Bible said, that Paul said back in the day, God will send them a strong delusion, that they will believe that charismatic lie. It's that gray horse rider. It's not black and it's not white. See, when the truth was presented to you and I, we just went pedal to the metal. Mm-hmm. We embraced it with a passion, and there was nothing and nobody that could veer us off course, because we had received from the Lord of glory a love for truth. That's your only protection. If you do not have a love for truth, then you're going to fall for anything. But see, we got a lot of people, they list for maybe a month sometimes, but because they had not received the love for truth, they chill out, and then they go back to the gutter and find this car, get in touch with that charismatic stuff again. Mm-hmm. But see, there are some that I, like I said the other day, I call them diehard. They're sticking with it no matter what, year after year, day after day. They tap in, and then because they have received a love for truth, this is where the truth is. There is nothing else outside of it. If there was, that's where I'd be sitting at. But the Lord gave you and I the mandate and the responsibility after Brother Jackson went off the scene. He tested each one of us, because that's when I had a vision about God. And now, after Brother Jackson left, after that split with Faith Assembly, I had a vision. In front of me, I saw Gideon, and I saw these people going down to the water, and the Lord spoke in my spirit, I'm taking the people down to the water to test who's going to go into the final chapter. And that, back then it was those 300 that Gideon was testing him for. But here in this end time, he is looking for who is then that singular, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful to continue on with the program, to deliver them meat and due season, and to roll out that living water. And then he found you and I faithful and true to continue on with the program. Now you could take it or leave it, like we had the message out. You're either with us or against us. It's just that simple. Now take it or leave it. You can come on board, accept it, and it'll take you out to the marriage supper of the Lamb. In the meantime, all hell is breaking loose down here. It's already begun. This thing over, what Trump is doing over in Iran, that's God's judgment on the nation, because they're a diabolical, satanic ideology, and it's going to sweep right through the world. Everything and everybody was going to be swept in that judgment seat of Christ. Eventually, it's coming to the days of the Lord, and then when that is done, it comes to the separation of the goats and the sheep. We're living in a very, very exciting time where Scripture is being fulfilled right in front of our very eyes. And here we're putting out this invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen. Liebe Bruder, sei willkommen. Everybody is welcome. There is no condition there. You don't have to get baptized. You don't have to do nothing. All you got to do is accept the message for your day. And when we do that, the Lord will clean you up somehow. And he'll give you safety, he'll give you protection, and he'll see to it that you end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't know how he's going to do it, but you can put your trust in that word. If you put your trust in that word, what we're trying to tell you here, he will protect you. He will protect your children. Everything is taken care of. All you got to do, it says it over and over again, whosoever will, let him come. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage of the Lamb. Then he goes on to say, everybody's welcome. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever hear it, let him see. Come imagine. All you got to do is press a button on your phone and you can invite people that you know. See, we don't know that many people. We don't have their cell phone. And all you got to do is press the button and you invite people to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Because the Bible says, back in the days of Daniel, Daniel saw his end time rapidly approaching, and he went out and he said, the righteous shall shine like the stars, and those that have led many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. And the only righteousness that you and I can accumulate is to believe the message for your day. If you can get somebody to believe this message, then you're going to shine like the stars forever and ever. It's here in this end time. This is that message that Daniel saw approaching rapidly. And here we're doing everything we can, everything, all our resources goes out to warn people, to tell people about what's happening, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, to expose spiritual wickedness in high places, and we keep saying it over and over. It's these people in the pulpit that got, but here in this end time, God is taking the reps off, and he's gonna get the job done one way or another. If we don't do it, he'll find somebody else to do it. But he's happened to find you and I faithful and true, and we're just putting it out there on a daily basis. Now people can do whatever they want, because there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. They can do whatever they want. We're just putting it out there for them.
Mm-hmm. And those nations that you see out there, like Iran and these kingdoms that you see, those kingdoms are going to crumble and fall, because when Daniel saw that rock being hewn out of the mountain there, and it came down and it just shattered that statue, that dream that Nebuchadnezzar had about that statue, the head of gold and silver and the bronze and the iron, those represents that kingdoms over there in that
the world empires.
So what that when Jesus comes to set up his kingdom, his millennium kingdom, those kingdoms have to come down before he sets up his kingdom. And then you can see those transitions that you see taking place over in the Middle East now. United States and Israel are dealing with Iran. Those countries, that's all prophetic. These countries, Iran, it used to be Persia, that's all part of that beast system, because the Medes and the Persian was that second beast that Daniel saw. And then that's all part of that landmass of that beast system. And those kingdoms will have to come down before the Lord Jesus Christ sets up his reign. That represents these kingdoms over there. But there's also the religions. Those are gods too that have come into this society for the last 2,000 years of the Grace Age. All these denominational churches out there, those are kingdoms as well, but in a different sense, because they're religious kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
And these kingdoms will have to come down too, because you can't have these religious kingdoms ruling in the millennium, because it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. And all this will have to be taken care of before Jesus come back, because they're going to start fighting with Jesus. You know, because that's how religion works, and that those gods will have to be famished.
Yeah, it's like I say, that Hutterite kingdom, it's just another ideology, just another kingdom mm-hmm. that was instituted back in the 1500s. They came out with this ideology, and all they were trying to do, what Satan does, he was trying to combat what Martin Luther came to say, the just shall live by faith. And here they're dragging people, and we've said it over and over, back into this communistic regime again, and they start setting up these communes, which you just join a commune and you get yourself a ticket to glory, or so they say. But it's all just a delusion, just like that, what's going on in Arena. Now it's coming down, and then the same with that Hutterite thing, that Hutterite religion, just a god. Back in the Old Testament, they called them gods, but here in the New Testament, they call them religions. These false religions. That's all it. And like I keep saying over and over, God sent the prophet to the man, to the church, to lead the sea. That was the truth that God sent. And if you're on board that channel, then you got it made. And then he sent Brother Jackson. If you're on board of that channel, you got it made. And you continue. And we're just cleaning up. We're just putting in the finishing touches here to make sure people have an understanding what God has been doing in the church, to lead the sea. And anything outside of that is just going to go out to hell and death. That Hutterite system, that Hutterite God, that Hutterite religion, it's just going to collapse just like a rain is going to collapse, just like that Muslim religion is going to collapse, just like that, even that Amish religion, even that Woodcrest thing, it's all going to collapse because it's not interconnected with the message of Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson. The truth that we give it to us, that's that I said, that Book of Revelation said, buy of me ice, buy of me gold, try it in the fire. It's this truth here that we'll be trying to put out there forever and a day. And it's just that simple. Like I say, it's costing us everything that we have, everything that we know to do. We're putting all our resources in there to just simply to warn the people in these closing days of time for a lost and dying world. And brainwashed with the false religion, false delusion, charismatic spirits, all that is going down the tube. Just here, this right here in the closing day of the time. It's just that simple.
That's right. When God does something, it changes the world events. Mm-hmm. You look at Calvary, 33 A.D., when a law age was come to a close and the grace age was now in effect, and you can see how it changed the whole world, the whole perspective of things. That's what God does when he does something. He changes the whole course of things, and it's a beautiful picture. Like, you can see what happened when the grace age began. The gospel was spread throughout those Middle Eastern region there, and it went as far as North Africa to up to the shores of India there. Even I believe Thomas went into India to preach the gospel. That's how far the gospel reached. And you can see at the Martin Luther in 1520, when God restored the revelation of the just shall live by faith, it changed the whole events. Catholicism was dealt a deadly wound. And you can see how the ball started rolling towards restoring, the whole restoring of the truths that were lost going into the dark ages. And then John Wesley came on the scene. And then you can see in the 1900s how what God was doing. It's such a beautiful picture, but you have to realize the devil is always there. In the span of history, the major events are recorded. Like, you can see the just shall live by faith. That event is recorded. What Martin Luther brought out, the just shall live by faith. The Hutterites are actually a minute thing. It's not even recorded in history.
They're not even in the prophet's Book of Mark.
That's what I'm saying. The devil is always there to distract people from what God is doing. And that's what happened in the 60s when God sent the prophet. He sent him with a message to turn back to the Word of God. And that when the church world rejected that message, that allowed Satan to start rioting and to deceiving people. And that's where that charismatic spirit came in full force to deceive people to think that they're actually Christians, and all in the while they're being deceived. And I read something yesterday in 2 Peter chapter 2, because God sent a prophet with a message. And when Brother Brenham went off the scene, Brother Jackson continued doing the work. Speaking, that voice was continuing to speak, that angel's voice through Brother Jackson. And you can find out through his contenders, through his messages, that these things are truths that were restored. They're not just ideologies. They were truths that God restored, and beautiful truths. And they I've never heard something like that. Like when I heard him, I just thought this is something I've never heard before. And it was a glorious time to be here. And then and then after that, you can see how the devil was always pressing in in his ministry. There were men, just like Peter said, there will men arise from amongst the midst and with heresies and wrong teachings. And that's what happened. And when I read here yesterday in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19, these false teachers promise such people freedom. Mm-hmm. And that's what that charismatic spirit does. It promised people freedom, but they never deliver anything. They themselves, those teachers, they themselves are enslaved to immorality. See, immorality is wickedness. See, when you reject truth, like it says in Thessalonians, when you reject truth, that's wickedness. Mm-hmm. And for whatever a person succumbs to that he is enslaved. And that's what they become enslaved to that wickedness, because they reject that truth. And then God sends that strong delusion that they believe lies. And that's that wickedness that succumbs them.
That's exactly what that, to bring it down into real land, that's what exactly what that Rolf Strom, that Tamaki, evolved into. Brother Jack was still here. He had to deal with these two cowboys, because they were bringing in damnable heresy, and people, they got into Moncton down there, and he had that whole church all riled up. Oh, man, they were out there till 3 o'clock in the morning, dancing around, and, oh, man, they were doing all kinds of things. Brother Jack had to put a stop to it, and then now here, and he shut them down, that Rolf Strom and then that Tim McKay, and then here Tim brings him back into his pulpit, like I said before, like offering a sow on the altars of Jerusalem, like that wicked king, King Antiochus Sophine, doing the same thing. Brother Jack's already dealt with these people, and here they're bringing in these damnable heresies. Exactly what it says. People from among you will rise up and bring in damnable heresies. And we're just holding on to the line. We're just holding on to the truth, because we were in there. We saw it happening. We saw it developing. Mm-hmm. We saw it coming on board, and we just had to separate ourselves from this kind of a stuff and this kind of a teaching. We could not be involved with that Tim Rutherford anymore, because he was using partiality. He was treating these people this way, and then he was treating somebody else different. And the Lord just took me out of there and got us to start up this work here, and that's what we're doing. We're exposing all these things. Mm-hmm. We're exposing to the world exactly what has been transpiring in the last, right? In the last, from 1906, here in the Church Age of Laodicea. Started in 1906, and 1963 was the middle of Laodicea. We got it right down to the T. Just because it's you and I, that doesn't mean it's not true. It's exactly right to the day, October the 15th, 2021. That's when the grace age ended, and that's when the 70 years that's left to the Jews began. The restoration of all things began October the 15th, 2021, and it's going to continue right over to the end of the millennium. That restoration of all things. Before it's over, there'll be a restored world, and it'll be all going to go back exactly it was before the flood. Before the fall of Adam and Eve. It'll take 1,000 years to bring everything, the planet, the animal kingdom, everything will be a glorious Garden of Eden again. And then when that happens, then Jesus Christ, he's the king of all this, he hands it back to his heavenly Father. And then he becomes our elder brother, and it's a glorious thing. Then the eternal age opens up. And we got it right here in our fingertips. We just happen to, Lord, we've made ourselves available. There came a day when I said, Lord, use us for your glory. We'll do whatever it takes. We don't care what it costs. We'll just want to surrender our will to you. And that's what we're doing here. It's not our program. Like I said yesterday, yes, what are you going to talk about? I didn't know. I said, I don't know. God will show up somehow. And then when I went to bed, he let me know about what happened in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the deception and all that stuff out there, that gray horse rider, everything combined. And then what did God sent the prophet that people rejected it, and then God gave them that strong delusion that they'll believe a lie. And just that simple, it's unfolding right in front of our very eyes. And all we're doing, we're just putting, trying our level best to put the picture together so people can understand what the hour and time we're living in. We're living right now just a few more years. By the time 2028, sometime in December of 2028, it's all over but the crying. And then God sets up the day of the Lord, and God sets up his kingdom, and it's going to be a glorious time. We're just putting it out there via the scripture, mm-hmm. because we see the program. We see the blueprint that God made back before the foundation of the world. And it's just moving rapidly ahead, and right now he's taking care of Iran and all these false religions. They're just going to come crumbling down because the time is here now when God is exposing all these phony religions. That how to write that Amish, we just happen to be born up, born in a Hutterite nation. That's what we're exposing. It's Roman Catholicism. That Hutterite thing is Roman Catholicism on steroids. You get the same blueprint that Roman Catholicism had in the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. They got their Pope and they got their ousters and they got all their stuff the same as the Dark Ages. And we're just exposing them for what it is. It never was nothing and it never will be nothing. And it's all crumpling down. And your only way of escape is to believe the message for your day. It's just that simple. I don't know how simple you can put it.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've walked us through, Lord, for sending a ministry, Lord, to turn our hearts back to the Word of God, and for restoring all the truths that were lost through Roman Catholicism, Lord. And we just want to paint a picture to people, Lord, so they can receive truth, Lord. We just pray for the hearts and the minds of people, Lord, that you'll be able to speak to them so that the word of truth can find an anchoring place in their lives and in their hearts so they can receive truth and believe it, Lord, and have your blessings, Lord, in this life and the life to come, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.